and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix. Anna and Raven have already read the entire internet before you've even had coffee. Here's what's trending, powered by Home Comfort Practice.
So, a new study put out by Harvard, Anna, on this one, says that dogs, they dream about you when they're sleeping.
They what?
They dream about their owners while they're sleeping.
Oh, really?
It's just another thing to make me smile this morning, really.
Oh, what if it's a nightmare? What if it's not a good... Can you imagine, like, Barkley's dreams? He's, like, sleeping. He's sleeping, and all of a sudden... Because in my mind, Barkley's very, very hyper. And
yeah.
He talks really fast. Like, oh, my God, where's my daddy? My daddy forgot to feed me again. I got to go find mommy so I don't starve to death.
I never forget to feed my little puppy.
Oh, no? Then I really got to go to the bathroom. I really got to go to the bathroom really bad. Oh, my God, daddy, take me out. Daddy, take me out.
So when he sleeps with us, so you know what? I mean, I feel him kicking at the middle of the night. I mean, he's kind of like a toddler. He spreads out all across the bed. He's only this big, 15 pounds.
Right.
But he ends up, like, stretching out like a full-grown human or whatever. The study says that humans dream about the same things that they're interested by day. Mm-hmm. So there's no reason to think that animals are any different. So dogs being extremely attached to their owners, it's likely that the dog is dreaming of your face, your smell, or pleasing or annoying you.
You know, we booked a pet psychic that's coming in next week, right?
Can't wait.
I can't wait to see what Barkley's really dreaming about and thinking about when he thinks of you.
I can't wait myself. So get ready tonight, New Haven. Prepare yourself because it's going to be traffic like you've never seen before. It's the first Yale football game at night ever, Anna.
Why ever?
Well, I mean, before.
Don't they have lights?
Well, they tested the lights yesterday.
Oh, but they didn't have lights before.
Now,
I get it.
Right. Now the lights are there.
So now there's lights.
Right. And so it will be Yale football tonight. Mm-hmm. It's going to be huge, and it's going to be a mess around the city. But you know what? Football at night is a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. And after so many years, 31 years, I think, to be exact, MetLife has shown Snoopy the door, giving the entire cast of Peanuts their pink slips. They are done with their ties with them for their insurance coverage and advertising and all that stuff.
That's really sad.
No, it's not sad at all. Let me tell you why. Because you know what? Peanuts is the worst cartoon ever. The worst.
I would think there's worse cartoons ever. You clearly don't watch enough cartoons.
Listen, you write cartoons for children and then you put them out there about like commercialization of holidays and satire about politics and stuff like that. Nobody knows what you're talking about. You're completely over the head of your audience. And the teachers, let's get a teacher who actually speaks, all right? Instead of that, rah, 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 let's get somebody who speaks. And you know what? Listen. 70 years of cartoons. You got one song, 70 years. It's like that guy who came out with that song that Chris DeBerg, like a lady in red.
What? That is what?
Come out with something else. All right. You got one song, your whole career. Come out with something else.
Why are you so mad about Snoopy?
Linus has been on that piano for 70 years,
okay,
bro.
Yep.
Get back in the lab, put the pen to pad and get something done. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
All right.
Yep.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.